that Accurate Rate I requested. One moment.
Hi, Jesse. Jesse, thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing specialist. Mary wanted me to get on the line here, apply the established business rate, get you the best price possible, and, of course, answer any questions for you. Did you have any questions, though, for me at this point other than the price?
No.
Okay. So as an established business, you actually see a significant savings. It's a little more than 50% off the normal cost of the service. That 35-mile radius we can easily cover. Residential clients would be our main focus. You do already have a website, too. So you'd be looking at a flat rate of exactly $249.00. It would bill once a month for $249. That's an exact amount. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges. There's no lead fees. Of course, it's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for the same lead that gets sent and shot out to three or four of your competitors. We're going to make sure that the website that you already have is one of the first things that people see when they're looking for concrete restoration or epoxy flooring or exterior painting or any of the services and keywords related to the services that you provide. We'll make sure that your business is one of those top options in that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of a search result on Google or Bing. Any device that accesses the internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, even vehicles with internet access, will be able to see your business as one of those top options. Now, I would also include a social media campaign, a paid Facebook ad campaign. That way we can quickly target anywhere in that service area, big cities and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Like I said, it is a month-to-month service. That being said, that reduced rate would stay with you as long as you choose to stay with us. But you can, of course, cancel at any time. It is our job, though, to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, obviously, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, Jesse, being that it is that flat rate of $249 and designed to get your website out in front of more people who would call you directly, is that something you might want for your business at this point?
I mean, yeah, it's possible, yeah. It sounds good.
I mean, it's Google, right? Google and Bing, but I mean, Google it. That's what we say, and it's what we do, and it's where we all go when we don't know who to call but need to find someone to call. And you've already got a great-looking website, and I do look at websites all day. I mean, definitely I wouldn't say that I didn't like yours. If I do like your website, and I say that I look at websites a lot. Yours has got a lot of information, you know, for all of the different services that you provide, talking about your company, if people want to learn more about the different things that you do, they can see that website. Right now, your website, though, I think the one drawback, and you'd probably agree, it's kind of like a digital business card. I mean, right now, people actually kind of have to need to know the name of your company for them to know your website and see your website. This would change, though, when we list it on Google and Bing and even with the Facebook ads. Now, Facebook ads work a little bit differently. Now, obviously, on Google and Bing, people are typing something in. They're doing an active search to try to find someone to call. On Facebook, they don't even have to do that, but if they've got a project in the back of their mind and they're spending time on their Facebook page, scrolling through, looking for something to look at, they'll see your ads, and your ads will attach to your website. And from there, for someone who does have a project that you could provide and take care of for them, they would be able to see your website and call you. Facebook ads are super affordable. They're like 20, 22 cents per click. That $249 actually does have $100 of Facebook ads included in that, so you're looking at about 400 clicks in a month from someone who can find you on their Facebook page and call you too. So it's a great way for you to reach out, kind of cover all of your bases, anyone who might need your services, and they do go online looking for you. That's going to help you get your phone ringing. Is it just you doing the work, or do you have like a couple of guys or a crew helping you out?
Yeah, we have a crew.
Yeah, I figured as much, especially for the services that you provide. And it's, is it mostly residential, or are you looking for any commercial work too?
Yeah, I'm not really looking for any commercial work. It's their pain in the ass.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that. I mean, you got a lot to deal with. You get the materials out right away that you pay for, and then it's like net 30, net 60, net 90. Sometimes you're waiting a month or two or three just to get paid on it. But the reason I ask is we're going to do very targeted marketing. So we're going to focus exclusively on residential clients that way. Now, of course, the calls come to you, so you get to determine which jobs you want to take on. One thing I wanted to ask you about real quick here, because it's actually going to help me to possibly reduce the cost of your setup fee. I do see here Mary attached an Angie Leads profile. That's a very, very different service. That's a lead-based service. Are you using it still or not anymore?
Not really. I really don't like them.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing it long enough. I mean, it's been about, what, 4 or 5 years now? It's been Angie Leads, the combination of Angie's List and Home Advisor, but long before that it was Home Advisor. And you go back far enough, 10 years ago or more, it was Service Magic, same company. Sometimes they change ownership, they change their name. But I've talked to a lot of business owners over the years that have used that service. The reason I even bring it up is there's a promo code in our system. Find it. Oh, there it is. There's a promo code that I'm adding, and it's not specifically for Andrews. It's just for someone who is currently or even has recently paid advertising dollars elsewhere. It does allow me to reduce the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing. I might normally just take off, you know, 20, 30, maybe 50% off of the setup fee. The setup fee, and you already have a website too, so that's going to help. I'm going to take $200 off of that $299 setup fee. It's going to be a one-time setup fee of $99. It only does attach to just that first month. And then every month after that, it would be $249 as an exact amount. A fixed flat rate, no taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, you are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, who to follow up with. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Really, the only question I really have right now is when you put me on Google, mm-hmm. how close to the top does it put us?
That's a really good question. So for all of the different keywords and search phrases, you'll be on the very top of that page in that local map or pack result. There's usually 3 or 5 that pop up there. As far as the exact placement, it's going to vary a little bit by keyword. And, I mean, even something, let's say someone types in epoxy flooring contractor near me, and then they come back after lunch and type in epoxy flooring contract doors near me. Even that small change, the addition or deletion of the S, because Google does have over 200 different ranking factors, it might change your placement one or two spots, right? But as long as you're on that first page, and Google's been tracking this for a long time, whether you're in the first position, the third position, the fifth position, there's really not a significant increase or decrease in the amount of phone calls that you'll get. As long as you're on that first page, the businesses on that first page see between 1% and 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. Now, you offer so many different services, I'd have to do a number of different searches, and it probably would give me a very conservative estimate on to how many searches there's been, and extrapolating from that how many calls you could get. But, I mean, definitely for your service area and all the different services that you provide, I mean, just a conservative estimate, 25, 40, 50 phone calks, just, you know, 1 to 2% of the thousands of searches that would be done. Not everyone searching just one time, mind you, but, you know, with all the different things that people can type in, you know, if there's 4,000 searches in 30 days for all the services that you provide, 1% of that would be 40 phone calls, right? So, I mean, obviously it's designed to get your phone ringing. From that point, I mean, talking to that person, once you get them on the phone, that's the hard part. But once you get them on the phone, that's the easy part, especially if they've already seen your website before they decided to call you.
Okay. Now, do you focus on keywords or key phrases?
So both. So it could be a short keyword. It could be a long tail search phrase. Anything and everything that you provide, and we'll get into details on a follow-up call. We'll have what's called a client interview. So we'll talk to you in detail about all the different services that you provide and the content that we create on all the different destinations, directories, and platforms that Google indexes. We'll talk about those services. Now, the way the algorithm works is whether it's a short keyword phrase, like if someone types in, and we'll keep epoxy flooring just as the example. I know that you do a lot of other things too, but if someone just types in epoxy flooring, you can pop up. If someone types in best residential epoxy flooring contractor near me, you would pop up. So just kind of an example there. It could be a short phrase or a long phrase or even just one keyword, and you can pop up for that.
Okay, yeah, because I got screwed one time already by, what the hell is the name of that company? By another company. I can't place the name of it right now. So.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, what I would tell you, and actually, oh, it's coming up quick. Less than a month now. April 17th will be my 11-year anniversary with this company. We've been around since 2004, so we'll celebrate our 20th anniversary a little bit later on this year. So I definitely know that, you know, especially in recent years, the hardest part about my job is all of these companies coming out of the woodwork claiming to provide first-page placement. Some of them can only get businesses found for a handful of keywords. You're very limited. Some of them can only get you found in your zip code, so you're limited there. Some of them are just a couple of guys in a basement or a firm overseas or a startup that's been around for a year or so. So I definitely understand, talking to business owners, that, you know, the company that you work with really is going to determine your success. And, you know, for something like this, working with a Google partner is definitely going to benefit you.
Right. Okay.
Now,
I don't really have any more questions.
Let me ask you, I mean, when we get your phone ringing, you know, obviously the phone number that we're speaking on is the number on your website. So this is the business number. This is the number you want your customers to call. Jesse, is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything is going to have the click-to-call feature. Residential clients will just pick up the phone, hit the click-to-call, and they're going to be calling that 1381 number. When we contact you, we'll use phone, text, and email. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records. I was looking on your website. You've got that contact form, but I did not see a physical email address. What's a good email address either for you or for your business?
It's jamberconcrete.llc@gmail.com.
At Gmail. Now,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's Jamber Concrete Restoration. LLC.
Okay, Jamber Concrete Restoration. Now, as far as the LLC goes, I know it's in the email. Did you want it listed, though, on the because it's not on the website, but did you want it listed on all the destination directories, the Google listing? It's a personal preference. I know it's kind of abbreviated JCR on your website, but did you want the LLC to be part of the branding of your business online, or did you want to just leave it off?
I mean, I don't really know.
So if you ask me, and there's really no right or wrong answer, some people like the LLC. They think it makes it look more legitimate, more professional. But my preference and my suggestion, if anyone ever asks, is just simply leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLCs. So although it's in the email, we would list it as Jamber Concrete Restoration, if that's okay with you.
Yeah. I mean, I have both LLC and without, for the email address too. So.
Oh, you do. Okay. Well, I've already got that one in there for the email. The website is jamberconcrete.com. Oh, I did want to ask you, because that Angie's profile, even though you're not using it, I guess you paid an annual membership fee, so it's still an active profile page on the HomeAdvisor platform. HomeAdvisor powered by Angie. It's homeadvisor.com/rated.jamberconcrete, a bunch of numbers in HTML. So that page is still active. And Mary found
it.
I still have the same phone number. You do still have them? Okay.
Yeah, well, I do still have them, yes. I just keep it turned off.
Yeah, you'll be happy to do that. And even if you were loving it and using it regularly, a lot of my clients, if they have a lead-based service, the one you've got, whether you use it or not, or if it's something like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, most of my clients scale back on their leads once we get their phone ringing. So, but I did want to ask you, because they've got an address, 15166 Eckerly Drive. Your business, though, is service-based, right? You go out to the customer, no one comes to you. So that's not like a physical street address you would want your customers to see. It's not like a showroom or anything like that.
No, that's my home. That's my home address.
It's your home address. That's where. Okay, so even if it's your shop, but customers don't come to you, and Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run from the home, run out of the truck type of thing, even though it is your shop. Google doesn't want to list that address. They don't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So that address won't be listed anywhere online. And then, Jesse, Mary never did get your last name.
Perry, P-E-R-R-Y.
P-E-R-R-Y. And then, Mr. Perry, Jesse is J-E-S-S-E?
Yep.
And last name, P-E-R-R-Y. If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'd be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. I mentioned it before, but we're going to schedule that follow-up call with our technician to kind of do that deep dive into your services, service area, find out if you've got like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. For example, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And of course, like I said, we'll get into deep detail about all the different services you provide. We'll generate that keyword research list. We'll see what people are typing in when they're looking for those services. We'll provide you with that list. You can say, hey, I like it, go with it. You can say, oh, could you add this one or could you remove that one? So we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then, Mr. Perry, the other thing that I'm required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing both the cost of the service itself as well as the setup fee, that it does include the Facebook ads and everything else. I am required to read that voice verification before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Okay. So please feel free to stop me, although it's recorded. If you have a question or want me to clarify my question, do please feel free to stop me and ask. It is, though, pretty straightforward. Give me just a second here, Jesse, to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Perry, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Denver Concrete Restoration.
Perfect. That's exactly why I have that. Jesse, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jesse Perry, manager.
Okay. And then, Jesse, as the manager of Jamber Concrete Restoration, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
You make the financial marketing purchases for the company, and, of course, non-contractual means that it's month-to-month, no contract. And for the billing information that you would be using for our services, Jesse, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
As far as what do you mean?
Like for the billing information, like the card that you would put file. It's not a friend's card that you're borrowing without asking. It's not a card you found off the street.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a silly question, but I do have to ask it. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, of course, is all the content that we'll create for your business. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is we'll make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So We're not saying you cannot hire someone else. Of course, you won't need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Jesse, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of your business information is always accurate. Mr. Perry, that's fair enough, right?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I do have Facebook advertisement right now.
I did see the Facebook page. So anything that you've got working for you is just going to continue to work for you. It's just going to reach more people. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is, in fact, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Jesse, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, I mean, it's our job to make sure your phone is ringing, but of course, it's your job to pick up the phone and speak to those people that are calling you. Now, with it being a month-to-month service, with the setup fee reduced and the cost of the service itself reduced as well, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 21st of March, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $348.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 21st of the month at the further reduced amount of $249.00. That $249, Jesse, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. And of course, the calls do come directly to you. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges, or lead fees. It is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, and you can pause it. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, in fact, the service could be paused seasonally if necessary, although I don't think it would need to be here. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Perry, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Jesse, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Perry, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Jesse, that initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
I wouldn't actually be able to give you a card at this moment. You'd have to call me back for that.
Okay.
I'm driving down the road right now.
Oh, you are driving down the road. Okay. Would I be able to call you back in half an hour, 45 minutes?
I'm still about an hour away from the house.
About an hour away. Okay.
I gotta stop and get deep.
That's okay. That's gonna put us. Okay. That'll put us beyond the end of our day. But what I'll do, and of course, I've got enough information from you here to justify putting this position on a soft hold, the right of first refusal officially, which means that we won't call anybody else until we speak with you tomorrow. I'll give you a call. Let me look at my calendar. I'll give you a call maybe mid-morning, about 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Yes, that works.
All right, perfect. Yeah, we're booked up for the rest of the day for that client interview anyway, but we can take care of that client interview tomorrow. Maybe even at 10 or 11. Looks like there's just about one space available all the way up until 6 o'clock tomorrow. So I'll talk to you tomorrow around 10, and we'll find that time for your follow-up call.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, real pleasure speaking with you. You take care. You drive safe out there. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
Thank you, too, Mr. Perry. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Bye now.
All right, you too.